Welcome to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Aspalis Advisors and the Disaster Recovery Journal. Crisis management in today's world is ever-changing, and this podcast is our commitment to help you navigate successful outcomes for any crisis you may face. I'm your host, Vanessa Matthews. I specialize in providing insights and solutions for crisis, continuity, and resilience across industries from real estate and healthcare to terrorism in the airline and transportation worlds. No matter what industry you're in, this podcast will provide you the tools to build resilience in your organization. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Resilience Decoded podcast. I am your host, Vanessa Matthews, and today's podcast, we're going to talk about leadership and how it impacts your policies, your processes, your plans, your playbooks, and your practices. So this year, we've been partnering with an organization, and one of their leadership team members made a comment that made me understand how leadership impacts infrastructure, planning, and programs. And that comment was, we have a plan, we have all these plans, but these people who are in these plans have no idea that they're in the plan. And it was a light bulb moment for me. One, they were right, but two, it also showed me the importance of how leadership impacts organizational resilience, crisis management, et cetera. And so we're gonna talk a little bit about what does a policy, a process, a playbook, what do those things mean? And then ultimately, what does effective leadership look like? And what does ineffective leadership look like in order for you to take those capabilities and build a more supportive organization for your goals. So when I think about a policy, right, it is something that is strategic. It's there to support the governance of the organization. It should be very simple, very clean, very crisp, right? Who's in charge or who's involved? What is it that you are responsible or accountable for? And what happens if you don't do it, right? It's typically a policy document typically does not change often. And is typically something that your employees should have access to. And when there are changes, they are made aware. Your processes are those things that it's the how you do what you do, right? So how do I record a podcast? We have a process map for how we do that. How do we have a booking? How do the guests know what their role is every single time so that it's rinse and repeat? So there's a standard process that helps us to do that. And then we have a playbook, right? So the playbook is really the details. It's the guide, it's the action steps. It's almost like your standard operating procedures that help you as an organization or a function to know what do I do if. So for example, when we're helping a customer build a playbook for their continuity or their crisis programs, our playbooks typically center around four things. What happens if you lose your people? What happens if you lose your suppliers? What happens if you lose the facility or the building? What happens if you lose your technology? No matter what the crisis is, what happens if those four things are not available? And how do you continue the function of human resources, of marketing, of podcasting, of running a business? Lastly, your practices, right? So the practices, you have policy, but then there's action or behavior. And the difference is practice. And sometimes our practices are spoken or they're unspoken. And so that's important for us to take into consideration what policy might say versus what the behaviors and what people actually do in the business. So now that we're clear about those four things, now let's talk about leadership. So what does it look like when you have ineffective leadership, and what are some of the signs that you want to be aware of? Well, there's a few things. Just think about a previous employer or someone who you may have worked with in the past that just may not have been the best leader to really support you and help you grow. Typically what that looks like is poor communication, a lack of focus, a lack of vision, minimal relationships or partnerships within the business as it relates to resiliency and crisis management, right? Maybe there's a lack of participation. People don't show up. People are unclear of their roles. Hey, I'm in the plan, but I didn't know I was in the plan. That's a great sign, right? Leadership that has no idea even that your department exists or what you're doing. If you lack a budget or lack the proper resources to truly build an adequate framework, those are typically some of the signs that we see as a leader, as well as departments that are lacking some of the support and truly effective leadership to move the dial forward. So what does effective leadership look like?
my definition of effective leadership is, do I have everybody in the same boat? Are they rowing in the same direction? And are they all focused on the same strategy? Simply put, to me, that's effective leadership. Because typically, one size doesn't fit all with leadership. Effective leaders build trust. Effective leaders think with their people first. Effective leaders start with why, then their how, then their what. Effective leaders are focused. They have a clear vision. They motivate and they inspire their teams and their people. And they're really great about helping their employees, their partners, and even their customers to do things that they probably would have never done before if it wasn't for their leadership and their vision and the hope or the belief that they create in that environment. So now that we're clear on the difference of our policies, our processes, our playbooks, our practices, we have the signs of ineffective leadership. We have the signs of effective leadership. How do we get leadership and those four P's? How do we align those two things so that you and your organization can be successful? It really goes back to the three things about effective leadership. Everybody in the same boat, right? So number one, who are your stakeholders? Who are they and why do they care, right? I always think about, if we're gonna talk about anything, if we're gonna post anything, if we're gonna do anything, what's the so what? And why does it matter to this person, right? And so I love the golden circle that Simon Sinek has talked about for years in terms of start with why, because our stakeholders, in order to get them in the boat, we have to be clear on their whys, and their why might be different than our why, but how do we ensure that we're clear about their why and how we can add value to them? So that's number one. So get everybody in the same boat. Now, how do you get everybody rowing in the same direction? What gets measured gets managed, or what gets funded gets managed, right? So going back to KPIs, we have another episode that we've done on attracting top talent and high performing teams. And we talked a lot about the importance of building KPIs that our customers have found value in. Getting everybody rowing in the same direction is all about your performance, your KPIs, because you help to drive accountability. And people appreciate when there are clear expectations, when they know exactly what you want them to do, what you don't want them to do. And they even have a greater sense of knowing how they fit in and what they're doing well, when you can clearly tell them how are they meeting the goals and the KPIs, and they can see how they contribute to the overall success of the team, the function, or the department. And so creating a dashboard for your resiliency department so that everybody is clear about, no matter what role or what group you support, right? What are the KPIs? What are the goals that we're gonna hold this team or this group accountable for? And then how do we do the right things to make sure that you have what you need and that you are supported? So everybody in the same boat, rowing in the same direction. Number three, moving towards the same vision. How do you do that? We have to be consistently consistent, right? And so what does that look like? To me, it looks like a couple of things. In our profession, we do a lot of confusing people. Business continuity, crisis management, operational resilience, all these words that basically mean, can I prepare, respond, and recover to a disaster, period, right? So how can we be consistent? It's consistency with our language. It's consistency with our program. It's consistency with the outcomes. It's consistency with the engagement. It's consistency with the measuring. It's consistency with making sure that we're supporting what leadership wants and what they need. It's consistency with, does our team know the strategic plan of the business? Has our team read our sustainability plan? Has our team read, depending on if you're a publicly traded company, have you read the 10K report? Do you know how the board talks about risk? And how does everything that you do consistently match up to what your organization is looking to accomplish? And so those are the things that we believe are enabling and supporting businesses from having leadership affect your policies, your processes, your plans, your playbooks. One thing we always tell clients is those four things, those are deliverables, but they're not outcomes, right? So you might want a plan and that's great, but what's the outcome of that plan? Is the outcome something simple? Is the outcome getting my team involved, getting my team engaged? And so as you think about how your business can move forward and how those four P's affect leadership, now think about What characteristics do I see in my organization, and where might there be room for change or for better support so that we have everybody in the same boat, rowing in the same direction towards the same vision?
Thank you for listening to the Business Resilience Decoded podcast, brought to you by Asphalus Advisors and Disaster Recovery Journal. Make sure you check out the show notes for this episode to see all the upcoming events, programs, and ways we can support you. Make sure you subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts, leave us a review, and share it with a friend. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.